Here's the shakehouse. All right, Tia. Where's the drum?
It's beside you.
Somebody! All right. Yeah.
Okay, now we're ready.
Now, that felt like... Is it the drum and the shakers that want to do the program? I mean, is it the...
I don't know. We're trying to cook up. Cook okay. up music.
Cook up.
Cook up. You understand what I mean?
Lagos, Nigeria, is 5 minutes past the hour of 10, and we're live again for another episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And like you all noticed yesterday, it was our first time. It felt like our first time on radio yesterday.
It was actually, like, officially, it was the first time. And yeah. So, I mean, the vibe
was like,
you know,
me, I was all blushing like Mumune. I saw the video. I was like, "Oh, is that you?"
I felt, "Oh, look at my nom nom."
Okay, which brings me to the very first thing I want to talk about today.
Okay.
So, guys, first of all, I know you'll be tempted to say, "Huh." Call me on. Call his father. Now, how's your wife now? He's your wife, Angela. There. Any minute you say, Angela, is your husband. There. Please, behave yourself. All right. First of all, you know, look at us. First of all, as broadcasters in our own rights. All right. That's how you enjoy the show the best.
Mm.
All right. So nobody says this before. If you put that's my wife in your face, like, it's all you get out of the show. So we're trying. We will do our very best to bring you the very best of our fields of what makes us who we are individually and corporately.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's a broadcaster of my own rights. I'm a broadcaster of my own rights. And that should be respected at all the time, every time. You know me, I can lie to you. So it should be respected. So having said that, let's say you got the call. Hey, call it Zafana. Your wife did it. If I slap you left hand.
Collins, don't be violent.
No, it's not slap. Light. No, sorry. If I light you, left hand lighting.
Okay, so having said that.
Yep.
Let's move to What's Up, Lagos.
Yep,
so tell me, Lagos, what is the feel this morning?
Aha. Oh-ho.
What's the feel this morning? I hope that you had wonderful nights. What's the hustle and bustle in your area at the moment?
A lot of conversation going around here that the toll gate matter now. Yes, that's the Supreme want to protest.
Wow.
I know you've heard a lot about that in the morning, but we don't mind.
It's funny that some people are actually protesting against the other protest to leave it closed. Like that, some people are opposing the protest that, you know, is out there to keep the toll gate closed. That is people are against the fact that.
People
want it to be opened. I'm surprised.
Really surprising because, you know, as if we're in the spirit. Just last week, I asked the question, who missed the toll gate? As if I was...
did you miss the toll gate or you missed the payment, the tickets?
You know, in the way I asked the question, it was... I was talking about the drama that is always in front of the toll gate, you know?
Okay.
Those who are fighting lane, they're dragging lane. You're already in traffic.
They're traffic.
You're dragging lane. It's me. You delay other people. That's where people get casted. The cars that will break down in front of the toll gate. You don't miss all that, right?
I don't miss it.
So I was asking,
I
mean, it's been easy life for Lagosians on that road since the toll gate was... It's as if it's the reason we're having traffic on that road.
Absolutely.
But for that isn't alone, no. You already know where my opinion is concerning this matter.
I mean, both of us.
But I don't know what you
know where we stand.
Yeah, so. But we care about what you say, where you stand and every other thing that's happening in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and every other thing happening in your neighborhood this morning. So, Lagos, tell us from your own perspective. We want to really do know what you think about the whole opening of the toll gate and not. Also, there's something that's going to be coming up in the social media highlight as well, the BVN and NIN. We want to know your thoughts as well.
Okay.
Of course, the phone lines will be open at that time. Mm-hmm. Also, you can drop your comments on social media. Let us know if you are, right before we get to where we open the phone lines where you can talk to us.
Yeah.
Just drop your messages. And let us know if you are for or against.
That's great. So, but don't forget the vibe. Like she asked, what's happening in your neighbor? What's the vibe like? What's the feel?
What's the feel of Lagos
this morning?
So
you call 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. Write it down. And for those who have been calling every day, we like your call. But for those who have been trying to call for a long time now and they're finding it difficult, please create time for them. Let them call. So if you know you are a regular caller, allow those who have not called to call, to be the first to call, you would have done something which is spiritual.
Absolutely. Collins, how are you?
Man,
I don't think I've asked you that question this morning.
Yeah, you haven't.
Have I?
Because I think we got carried away with, you know, let's get to the show and then we didn't.
Yeah, so how are you?
I'm good. I feel better. You know, early in the morning, I was feeling some pain somewhere. And thank God.
That pain. If you know that pain. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm aware of the pain.
If you don't know the pain, you don't know the game.
At all.
So, but I feel better now. Having you at the side is also an extra, you know, it's that dose of the drugs that makes me feel good.
You know? I'm amazing. You know, that's what I bring, you know. I'm
the vibe.
Calm to your storm. I'm like the pop-off in your
please.
I'm like your, pop-off. There's something we're going to play for you guys. Yep. I mean, there's something we're going to play and you guys are going to listen to him.
Yes,
and I told Collins that he is my pop-off and he has refused to accept that he's my pop-off.
I cannot be pop-off.
Nah.
Use example like honey. Sugar.
So honey and sugar. I mean, you can still use pop-off, mix it with honey and also with sugar, and it's more sweet and delicious.
You can't call this Valentine more. You can't call somebody sweet pop-off.
Yes,
does that sound good? Sweet pop-off.
Call it my sweet pop-off.
How does no one say my number as sweet pop-off? You want to change it?
No. No, I think I still like what I saved it with, but you're my pop-off still.
Please, I'm not pop-off, please. Hello, let's get it straight. Welcome, Lagos. You can call now, and you can also send a WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
For calls, it's 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-3PLACES.
Okay.
And then for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
And don't forget the signature tune. What's up, Lagos?
Absolutely, you got to scream, so we get that right. Well, we'll take our first five calls, right?
Should we? Absolutely. Are you ready? Let's go
and
ahead.
We'll go straight up and have the feel of Lagos. And after that, we'll let you into all the conversations we have today on the show. Are you ready? Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have on the line this morning?
It's Moses calling from Lekki. Thank you. I'm the first time caller and I got it.
Wow.
Oh, you made it.
We're happy.
I made it.
You made it. It's good to have you.
I've been trying for so long.
We're happy you're here.
Even yesterday, I even had to compose a song. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Collins? Oh, Shoti, oh, Juelegba. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Man.
Thank you. All right. Back to the matter.
Yes, to the matter.
Straight up. What's your name?
I'm Moses, calling from Lekki.
Moses from Lekki. Good to have you.
All right. This toll gate stuff is better than ever open it. Let them give justice to those people that lost their lives. That is first. Then I think the national ID card, linking it, replacing it with BVN is even better. Because the national ID card, your national ID number is the number that you have as an ID that can be identified with you as a citizen of the country.
Okay.
So I prefer that one instead of the BVN.
All right, but what's your feeling, Lagos, at the moment? Where are you? Are you at home? Are you at work?
I'm at work right now.
All right.
Okay.
I hope you are doing good at work.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now talking about our work, I just pity for a lot of people in Lagos, because the truth is, you know, when we talk about lives in different cities, people don't get to. The thing is, that's not my life. We're all in Nigeria. You see, I think Lagosians. They live in Lagos. Living in Lagos is different from living in Nigeria, so in most cases.
You
want to give me a high five?
Your head is there.
because imagine you wake up 4 a.m. just so you can make a maybe 10 a.m. Resumption time.
And you might not even get there at 10. You know, you might get there 10:30.
Are you coming from Mars?
I don't understand. I really don't get the hustle in Lagos. Some people are enjoying it. In fact, it becomes, you know, some people who've left Lagos to another city, they feel like the city is just dry and boring. You know, I miss Lagos. I want to go back to Lagos. Some people are like, no, I don't want to stay in Lagos because it's just too much. The hypertension is something else. I can't stay in Lagos. You know, it's crazy. I really don't. I hope, and I'd really feel for families, most especially. How are you coping? Do you even have time to tell your husband, I love you? Ooh. Or your wife, I love you, after you're back from work? Do you know? How do you cope when you have children?
Uh-huh.
You know, wake up in the morning, like four, he said, and you're already on the road.
You know,
how do you do it?
You can wake up from sleeping, nigga. Just say, give me my change, conductor. They say, what's going on? Which change where? Because let's take a few calls. So guys, we want to greet everyone. If you live in Lagos, you work in
Shout
Lagos.
Shout out to you.
You go to work.
Yeah, doing well.
You go through the traffic and you survive and you are still together. You deserve an accolade. You deserve accolades. So give yourself some accolades. But how has life been with you? That's the bottom line. Like, have you been coping as a family person, as an individual? Let's get to the call.
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. Chest alive.
Hey, chest alive. Mm-hmm. I will not shout. Okay. I want to reserve my energy for Saturday. Yes.
For Saturday?
I will reserve my energy. Yes, yes.
What's up on Saturday? Don't tell me you're planning to...
Okay. Alexis is calling from VI.
Oh, go ahead, Alexis. Let's talk.
Yes, Collins, look, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank God. My plan was that, you see what is happening in the north.
Mm.
The Boko Haram are killing people, innocent people, including our military personnel, for no just reason.
Mm.
Okay, this one, we are going there to fight for our own justice and our own rights. Mm. So, I was like, anyway, this time we will not even hesitate. Even if the military personnel come to chase us away, we will not even hesitate even to do the same to them. But thank God it's between towns. They go and hire towns that day they should come and disrupt us for our own peaceful protest again. No problem.
Wait,
I come from Benue State.
Okay.
I come from Benue State.
Okay.
I am a warrior myself. I know I'm a very strong warrior.
Okay.
So that day, I will be prepared. I'm fully prepared. The justice must be done. That day, let me see those cows that will come to disrupt our protest. We are fighting for our justice. I will just reserve my energy for that Saturday.
I understand his feel, and I think I really do understand the sentiment,
the emotions,
that people are exact, the emotions in the air. People are majorly about justice for the people who were, you know,
shot
at at that toll gate. And, you know, coming back to say you want to open the toll gate, it has an undertone of insensitivity, if you like.
Yes, I think that's why Lagosians are kicking against it. A lot of people are coming together. And in case you're missing out, what we're talking about is that the judicial panel, on Lagos State Government established that, which was established to probe the brutality and high-handedness of the disbanded anti-robbery court, has approved the reopening of the Lekki toll gate. And that is what Lagosians are saying, on Saturday, we're not going to agree. Toll gates? You mean... We'll go back to the traffic life of where you stay in the toll gate, the traffic for 30 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. You are there just to cross from one... No. And for so many other reasons, some are saying, bring justice first. Let's know who shoot the shot.
Yeah.
Is that English?
Who ordered the shooting?
It's not English, but you got what I'm saying, guys.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to the call. Oh, boy. Lagos.
Hello.
What's up? What? 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 What?
Oh my God! Get the line!
Yes!
Da da da! The pandemic. I'm alive.
I'm happy you're alive. We're happy.
You made it. You made it, my friend.
Colin.
Yes.
Take it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm not. Yeah. Hello, hold on. Hello, am I the only one here?
I know, man. Don't rush.
Okay, I'm not rush. Don't rush.
And then,
yeah.
And the last one is this. What's this?
Teke.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you are part of the family.
Friday family fun day. What do you guys call it? If we should please bring him.
No wahala. We'll look into it.
Later.
We'll look into it. Get to the matter on ground.
The matter on ground. Saturday, we'll see on the target. No worries. Bye-bye.
Hey. Anyways, let me not go and say the one that will cost voila. Anyways, what's the feel of Lagos wherever you are? We'd like to know. And we'll ask you specifically, what's your take on this reopening or suggestion? Because it's not as if they have picked the date. The suggestion of the judicial panel to reopen the Lekki toll without, you know, letting us know who shot the shot. Who shot the shot? Yes. No. I mean, that's exactly what we're asking you. And then we'd like to know what the feel is like in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Maybe you're on the mainland.
Are you on the mainland? You're on the island. Mm-hmm. What exactly is going on around you? Right.
Hey, who do I have a call? What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? The password's high.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing there?
Very fine. Would you say what's up, Lagos, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good to have you. Let's talk. Who do we have?
Yeah, this is Mr. Excellence from Lekki.
Mr. Excellence, I like your name.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, go ahead. Tell us, what's the feeling in your environment this morning?
Yeah, well, the environment is pretty cool for now, except the tension that you are going to expect on Saturday.
On Saturday. So what's your take? Are you for or against?
Well, let me say something in general. You can see in Nigeria, the northern people, you know, if you see what's happening in Ibadan today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Please do call us back, okay?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That's alive.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt. It's magic.
Hello, who are you?
What do you mean?
Who are you is a question, now.
My name is Adura.
Adura,
welcome. Let's get a talk. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Ogun State.
Great to have you. I appreciate you this morning. Yeah. Let's talk on this matter on ground.
About the tollgate, have you?
Yeah. Or what else you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about the tollgate. They should not open it now.
They should not open it now. When should they open it?
I know I can't protest because I'm visually impaired, but the people that will protest, they should stay there one more. If I can protest, me too.
We'll be there.
I don't care.
But you know, I love the fact that, thank you so much for calling, and of course, hope you know that who are you was a joke, because it seems you didn't take it well, because my regular guy said, know that I can lie to you, I can say who are you. You can ask me who are you too, so it's okay, fine. And thank you for that. But you know, I was listening to earlier, and then, you know, I think we have to change our strategy, we no go green, will you walk? Or are there better ways we can get the government or those in authority to get things to do things for us? That's the question. Can we, apart from protesting, because we know how the last protest ended now, we don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, we shed tears.
Exactly. And I'm also feeling very scared. I'm not sure if worried is the word. I'm really worried. And I'm shocked that despite that happening, we still want to go back.
Yeah.
You know, for another protest on Saturday is...
Because of result.
Isn't that scary?
It is scary. But if you look at the reasons behind, you know, people saying that we're not going to green, there's so many reasons. One, who shot the shoot?
That's true.
That's the question. We don't know. Nobody has brought to book.
Exactly. No,
people are denying things, you know, back and forth. You know, somebody's got to give us... In fact, people are even mentally, so people are confused with the information of what really happened. People are even confused that Abi, is it a lie?
Mm-hmm.
Abi, is it the protesters that are wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Abi, are they lying against the government? Is the government lying? So people are, Lagosians right now and the rest of the world is confused on what's going on. What really happened that day, that 2010, 2020. What exactly happened? So it'd be unfair to now say you want to come out open.
That's
one hand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, is protest the best result? We have some WhatsApp messages.
Yeah, we do have some WhatsApp messages. This is coming from Heatman.
Okay.
Wow. He's saying, about the toll gate, I'm 1,000% against opening it because we are tired of the drama there with traffic. Hmm. Now, it's easy when then not bringing back our stress.
Yes, sir.
There are far more better things to do. All right.
Okay.
There are far more better things to do than opening the toll gate.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos, so Nigeria's number one for talk is 10:31, and we're excited to be here.
We are. And of course, it's about time for family talks.
Yep. Absolutely.
This is my highlight.
Okay.
Okay. Today's topic or today's focus on family talks today is basically about Valentine. Now, Valentine's Day is in how many days?
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday. Yeah. So, what are your plans?
Plans? Really? Plans? You didn't give the topic.
Because you don't have any plans.
I don't think I have
you
plans.
You see, Lagos, it's obvious that Collins is not romantic.
I don't have
his.
Eh, really? Did you say that? Really?
You have refused to tell us. I mean, tell me.
What are the plans?
Your plans for Valentine.
You know, I'd rather not say anything than lie.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I'd rather not say anything than lie because some people, Ronnie, they'll call you many names. Like now, they'll call you many and they're lying. You know? And this explains this particular sound that we're about to, you know, launch this item with. I mean, I think this will better explain the matter we're talking about here.
You are my honey. Don't you know? Please, don't you know? My sister again. Don't you know? You are my onion. Don't you know? You are my biscuit. Don't you know? You are my papa. Don't you know? You are my rodo. You are my tomato. Don't you know? Don't you know?
I mean, what's wrong with that? No, if you have been on social media, I mean, recently,
yep.
that particular video has been trending. In fact, there's a picture with the words of what that man said with, you know, in someone's head. And I'm sure that a lot of people are hearing that, Laila Lover. Laila Lover.
Absolutely, and that's playing. You know, I don't have an issue specifically. That's really funny. When I listened to it, I watched the man. He actually looked like an evangelist. And then he ended up becoming somebody who was he talking to an ex?
I think he was preaching the gospel to people.
Okay.
And then he had to chip that in. Yeah. See, my brothers in the Lord, my sisters in the Lord.
Okay.
If they call you my sweetheart, you're on you.
Aha.
He call you chocolate, you're on you. Mm-hmm. He call you bokwof, you're on you.
That is where the problem is.
But you're my bokwof, sha.
Please. Why on earth would you use puff puff to describe your sweetheart?
Puff what puff kind of is sweet? Don't you get it?
No, this I don't have an issue. You say you are my onions.
Onions is a flavor. Don't you get it?
Which flavor?
You
onions.
Put onions in the food that you eat. So you get the real flavor of the food. Why are you not? Oh, I don't understand you.
Please, I'm not puff puff.
You have to flow. You are puff puff.
I'm not puff puff.
Nah, I will change your name to puff puff. You gotta accept it.
Just imagine.
People of Lagos, tell me, what have I done wrong to call my honey the puff puff, you know, in my smudge ups.
All right. Back to your question that they asked me about Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
That was my plan.
Yeah.
You know why I don't really plan Valentine? Because the whole idea about Valentine, especially in Nigeria, in Lagos, in Africa, is that the man is the one to give gifts. The man, the expectations are high. The man must buy. What have you? I give for Valentine. It's strange for me to meet. No, you used to buy it for me. No, but it's strange for you to see a guy asking, "What are you getting me for vows?"
You don't.
True or false?
Let me.
Why is it like that?
Let me explain something.
Uh huh.
We are the receivers.
Okay.
And are the givers. Don't you get it?
Hello, please.
You are the givers.
When it comes to vows now, receiver will give.
Yes.
What are we giving? What are we receiving?
You give. I will receive. I will multiply, if you get what
Lagos,
I mean.
Lagos, you can hear all the multiple talking points on this matter right now. If you're a guy out there listening to me, you know what I'm talking about.
If you're a lady listening there, you know what I'm talking about.
You'll give, will receive. Will
but
receive.
I'm not saying, I'm not saying that if you have what it takes to give, giving is also showing love. Giving is also showing that you care for this person.
Yep.
Yeah, so I would also, I'm a strong advocate for the fact that you have to give, you know, give. Gifts, give your attention, give your love, give everything if you actually do care about someone. I mean, Collins, you know that I give you things. I'm a giver.
Have I given you a Valentine experience before?
Absolutely. Oh, my
remember?
Goodness.
Great. So that vindicates me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not romantic after all.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Anyway, so let's get into it. So we'll be exploring the stance of African parents on Valentine celebrations. I've heard some people say this Valentine is evil.
Mm.
It's opportunity for some people to take advantage of, to go and do small, many, many things.
Yeah.
Truth or dare.
Yeah, I mean, our African parents would say that Valentine's Day should be abolished.
Uh-huh.
It's not for us Nigerians. It's not us Africans. It's, you know, it's something that is out there. It's for the people in diaspora. It's not for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say, no, I beg, don't bring that to my children. God forbid. If I ever hear you call Valentine in this house, you will see what I'm sure that a lot of Nigerians listening to me right now
can relate.
You know, must have had that experience. Experience one way or the other, where their parents is like, I don't want to hear Val. If I hear Val, I will write it on your face. Val.
So what is this about and all that? What is it about this Val? What is the concept?
Exactly. I think their major sentiment is the fact that children, when the concept is love. The concept is, oh, there's somebody who you love, you're crushing on.
Yeah.
You're gonna have time to spend with the person, give the person gifts, and remember when we were in secondary school, we used to have this Valentine's Day bash that comes up. And that day, we're supposed to give gifts to the person you are crushing on. And that reminds me, are you still crushing on your crush? Right. Is your crush still crushing on you? You know, so back then, that's what we do. And we get to know who gave who is whose Val.
Okay.
And you know, everybody keep pairing ourselves, pairing themselves.
With their crush, right?
With their crush. And anything could go down at that point. It makes them vulnerable. And that's why I think that African parents are against it.
Because a lot of times it's vulnerable. Before you know it, you know, one thing leads to one thing. They start playing truth or dare. I dare you to.
What's your problem with this truth or dare?
Because my only experience of this kind of stuff we talked about was the day that I found myself in a gathering. I didn't know what plan. We're picking, you know, they're playing games. So yeah, we're selling basket around. We'll pick stuff. Before we know it, we'll move from that game. We now got to the point where we're doing truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how somebody dared me to remove my you see, I dare you to remove everything you're wearing. Lagos. So our conversation is actually exploring the stance of African parents on Valentine. We need to bring you up to speed. But first, you would agree with me that historical-based findings reveal that Valentine's Day is regarded as an annual festival that celebrates romantic loves, friendships, you know, admiration. And that happens on the 14th of February on a yearly basis. And you know that this serves as an avenue for people to celebrate this moment by sending messages of love and affection to partners, to family, to friends. And, you know, it may also interest you to note, indeed, that the Valentine's celebration have its roots in the Roman festival, which is usually in mid-February. However, to contextualize the celebration of the season within our African environment, particularly in this country, Nigeria. The notion of Valentine's celebration has not been fully appreciated by, you know, most parents. And of course, Andrea mentioned why it is like that in most cases. And that's why we're trying to examine that. It's on this backdrop that we're having this conversation today. We want to get your views on how you think African parents welcome the idea of Valentine's celebration. And every other thing in between that we've talked about.
Exactly. What has also been your experience with Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
In a typical African home, Did your parents accept the fact that you can, you know, go ahead and buy gifts for your Valentine? Did your mom buy Valentine gift for your dad?
Oh.
Or did your dad buy Valentine gift for your mom? Did you see them exchange gifts?
Hmm. That's a big question for you. 0700-993-993-993. We also have other questions. And one of them is, what does this Valentine mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
What does it, what Valentine, what Valentine?
Yep.
Valentine, let me talk like my brothers in some other part of this country. Valentine, you know, what does it mean to you? That's the question.
Yeah, what does it mean to you exactly? Is it a time to crush on your crush? Or is it a time to share love to not just a person who you are significantly in, you know, attached to, but someone who you are, you know, just friends, you know, somebody who just, you just want to show appreciation to. So
yeah, absolutely. So 0700-993-993-993 is the number.
Also, the WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805.
That's right.
What's up, ladies?
Just to life. Welcome.
The assessment is Yes. Honestly, before I go into the topic, Collins, the opening speech, you know, I had to go and look up your wife's Instagram page. I saw her first video.
Okay.
You know, the point she made, it was very strong, talking about personality, honestly, bringing it to whatever thing you do.
Yeah.
And both of you are really amazing, because you were asking before how life hit people in this Lagos, waking up to go to work, pay bills, everything. Man, it's crazy, but we got listening, and you know, the excitement you brought people's face, you know, my heart is great.
Hey, Books.
So
thank you.
And for this very reason, talk of Lekito Gate, the compassion, the being considerate, love from the government. Just like Papa, we're not like him taking all the time anyhow.
No,
we just keep on there. Then for BVN and Nim.
We'll get to that
during the social media.
Now it's Valentine.
Yes, man.
Why are you running away from it?
Just like the understanding of what anything you are doing is. Because if you're understanding the mindset that, okay, the love is what you're celebrating that day. You know your decisions, your choice making. You don't need to go overboard. Show that love. Give that gift. Celebrate that person. Call it celebrate your wife. You understand? And the love should be there. Not really to that, the love that will bring, let's say, a quarrel later, that will bring, some of us want to go walk into them party again because of aftermath of that love.
So you tell us about African parents. Did you have any experience like that? Where your parents would say, I beg, don't bring Valentine to this house. We don't want to hear
African parents with their things, because I see the understanding. When you understand of a thing, when the priority or essence of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable.
Okay.
So it's because people don't understand the definition of this very thing. So that's why they will just take it overboard.
Uh-huh.
And what is the parents teaching their children? Because when you don't teach your children the right thing, they will go to another thing. So is the teaching, training that the parents... So, but for me, I go teach my own way. Do I never they understand that kind?
What's up, Lagos? Thank you
so much. Every guy is so excited. I mean, I want to believe it's the energy from the studio into your neighborhood.
I believe so.
You know,
I believe so. So you guys, I mean, Lagos, tell us. We want to really do hear from you about your experience with Valentine and your parents.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Maybe you should go and sleep and then you wake up again.
Do you want to wake up again?
I cannot shout, man. You know, people have been shouting. Good morning, Lagos.
Say, what's up, Lagos? What's up? Whisper it.
Yeah.
Great.
Lagos.
Great, fantastic. Who do we have?
Good to have you.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, God bless you too.
Regarding that toll gate, to be honest, it should not be opened, man. It should not be opened. It's as if the Lagos State government wants to profit from people's lives. Just imagine. It's not even the money. Look at the panel.
That's right.
Nothing is working.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying anything. Even till now, it's only premium times that have revealed to us that a lot of people died. Even what CNN brought was just a child's play.
Anyways.
The federal government is not sincere.
All right.
Okay, let's move straight. You see, we can talk Saturday. Okay, that's fine. We can talk extensively about this during the social media highlights. Okay, yes. But now we're focusing on African parents and their thoughts towards Valentine's Day.
Okay, those are lined up.
All right, great. 0700-993-993-993-993.
All right. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Chess alive! Chess alive! You yes. made it!
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Andrea.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
How was your night?
Very well. How was yours too?
Mine was fine.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm so happy this morning.
We're
I'm
happy
to you guys. I'm very, very happy. You see, yesterday I tried to call, but I could not get in. It was crowded. Yesterday was the first time I was doing your voice on radio. I tried to call, I did not get in. So I just thought to say, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Thank you so much.
Another call.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good to have you, Oluwa Show.
Good to have you.
Yeah. Colin, I tell you my own experience. If my mama is Valentine, I'll speak the word you.
Your man want your Valentine. What's up?
What you do Valentine now?
You know, say, now when you talk for secondary school, they didn't go to tell you, say, my classes are took a register again, so he was now trying to match people together. If you don't match me, we won't get away to say, for real life with the enemy. For you. So, that's when they get something to think upon me, say, they don't matter, so they must try to exchange it and do something. I go meet my mama for out, so.
I used to
come be pepper scatter.
I used
to anything Valentine like this. I don't want to hear that one, but
okay.
Now that we've come to understand,
a grown. All right.
Great to know.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Oh, it's really fun. I mean, they pair you with someone who you don't like normally. They say must give gifts.
Must give gifts.
That's the very reason the gifts matter.
No.
Guys, what kind of gifts do you usually receive from ladies, you know, when it comes to Valentine gifts? Do they usually give you...
boxers and singlets.
Uh-huh. What's the concept of that thing?
That you're going to come out to say that. Now,
okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong when you buy your... You know, your crush or your significant other an underwear. The boxers or the singlet and what have you. If you have a boyfriend don't have plenty boxers, he will appreciate when you buy him boxers.
How would you know?
You change it. You can't be wearing time. You can't be wearing two. And all of you boys and men that are wearing one boxers every day, miss, please change. It's a new year. 2021 is a year of change.
That table is shaking like that.
Please, if your girlfriend buy you boxers, accept it with good faith.
Okay, so if we also buy you lipstick, lip gloss.
I will appreciate it.
That you're good.
I will love it.
And you're really different because a lot of ladies would want to give boxers and get something bigger.
Bone Street.
Guys can relate to this. I'm telling you. It's because we're just here now. It's as if, you know, let me talk to this next caller. I'm very sure. What's up, Lagos?
What?
Oh!
Yes! Yes! Cheers to the life! Ah, yes!
Carly. I know, say you.
Me?
During your secondary school days. In a bad nigga, you will be.
Were you there?
when for our time they come like this, I know, say you will be the ginger up.
We don't
the cheers, you don't the cheers.
You
don't
press up.
You have any water on the line.
Good to have you, Femi.
I'm meeting you for the first time, Andrea.
Yeah, my name is Andrea.
It's nice listening to you.
Thank you.
So finally, take it to the major.
Oh, to the major. As in, what the Lord God has put together, let's not want.
Put us under the
animal.
So, let's go straight to the point, Jari.
Mm. Yes.
I beg on my mic, no of my mic.
I know what
my mic on.
Okay.
You see, the idea of Valentine in Africa.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that is not ours in Africa, we don't normally embrace it very well.
Mm.
So everything that comes from the Western world, we see it as a borrowed culture.
Mm.
So we don't normally embrace it. And another angle to it that make most African parents doesn't really embrace it is because most African parents see Valentine's Day as fine shifting day.
You got it,
so they see it as fine shifting day.
So you're correct.
They are very afraid of it.
Yeah.
So they don't want their world that are just coming up.
That's true. To be exposed to that.
Yes, they know most guys,
mm-hmm.
especially the older one that is older than them.
Yeah.
They will use gifts to manipulate them.
Mm.
But they know they don't have what to offer.
That's true.
They can buy them the most expensive thing they want just to get that thing.
Yeah.
And so they said, like they said, catch them while they are young.
Mm.
And when that thing is seen young, you know how CD used to be. Like,
if I give a slap there, what is it? Hello? Come on, we're going.
But he has made a valid point.
Yeah, that's right.
A valid point.
We're going to break in the matter of seconds.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's What's Up Lagos right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Andrea.
I'm Collins. Take care. Well, we're wrapping up now to bring in the news in just a moment, but there's a lot more, you know, on the show today.
Of course, we'll be having a guest coming in just a moment. Also, a social media highlight will be coming up next.
Yep.
Afterwards.
So the NIN and the BVN matter will get to hear what Nigerians are talking about on the social media space. Plus, remember, all the questions we've asked you today or the things you want to contribute, you can send a message on WhatsApp. So, you know,
we'll take your messages.
Absolutely. We'll take every message, I promise you that. Let me go on a break now. The news coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talk. It's 2 minutes past 11, and we're back on What's Up Lagos.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true.
Well, welcome back. We should be wrapping up now, but we'd have to have one or two more people talk to us about the matter on ground, parents and Valentine. You know, I know some messages on WhatsApp, but, you know, I know you're just scared, like, if we open this message now, can we read everything? A lot of them there. And we just want to wrap up that with a number of thoughts before we move on to the next element, which will be having a guest join us, a special guest.
All right, so if you just joined the show, we've been talking about the African parents' mentality and their sentiments towards Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And Oluwafemi, that's his name.
Yep.
He made a very valid point, a super valid point, the fact that parents are actually scared because they feel like Valentine's Day is a day for, you call it, pint-shifting day.
Mm. Mm.
you know, it's not very far from the truth. He mentioned the fact that some very vulnerable young stars out there, the fact that they know that their children will be exposed to people giving them gifts and, you know, luring them to that, oh, I love you, you love me. If you love me, you will give me this. You know, if you don't love me, you know, that's, and because they know very little or because their emotions are, you know, having a rush at that moment, they want to jump into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go about making mistakes and what have you. So
that's right.
I think that's a huge sentiment.
Don't touch me, I will touch you. Don't touch me, I will touch you. Don't touch me, I will touch you.
I will touch you.
Don't touch me, I will touch you. From there, that's where some people's lives have been destroyed. So Valentine, maybe our parents are worried about that. And that's why they say, man, it is not our culture.
That's true.
But there are positives to take from Valentine. It's not just man and woman, husband and wife. You can show love to somebody, the less privileged. I know, you know, they can embark on Valentine's celebration by helping the needy, but also, you know, identifying things in the sight of people and things that need love and giving that love to them. It's not that's just true. I love you, love me, I love you, love me. And that's if that's the only thing you take from here today.
Also, I think it was Ebuka that mentioned the fact that you can still, what you teach your children also has, it's got a very huge role to play in how they accept Valentine and how they go about accepting gifts from people and being vulnerable, you know, to manipulators.
All right, talking about gifts, we have some gifts for you on the show. One of the guests' gifts, who would bring you some information and fun on radio that you would love to be a part of. But let's get back to the calls and take a few more calls to wrap up those thoughts.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Holy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying your program.
Oh, thank you. We're enjoying you. We enjoy the screen too.
And it's nice to have two couples.
Ah, I know, right?
One couple there.
I do one couple.
I feel everything when you talk. I feel like
we're glad.
I feel all your gifts.
Thank you.
How has it been? How is work today?
We thank God. The work we do, so as you can see.
Yes, I can feel it from the end. Yeah.
All right, great. So, how fun are parents and Valentine? Do you have any comments on that?
Well, Valentine, I don't do Valentine's.
Why?
No, they do say it, but it's not part of my culture. I don't do Valentine.
So you're part of those who believe that it's a strange culture. It's not something that is we should take as Africans.
Exactly. You have said it all.
Wow. Wow, thank you. You made your point, and that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe you have a game, 1 minute.
We'll do that. Games on Friday. We'll play the games really on Friday. We'll have enough time for games on Friday. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers! I cannot tell you to stop because you know this. I know this is an exercise of expression of freedom.
It's therapeutic.
Yes.
You know what? You know what? This one here.
Yep.
If I say what's up to you, say what's up to pa? What's up to?
What's up to pa?
What's up to?
What's up to pa?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the last caller before we switch. So let's talk.
Wow. Happy to be here this morning. This call is from Body Loan.
Oh, Collins!
Yeah.
My namesake, go be absent, so.
Before I go on, I want for you. Okay, I shock you this morning now.
That joke.
You get one of the package for you. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here.
You know the other name of that man, where's he beside you?
I know now.
His name is Collins Teke, a.k.a. Omembo Toshe Jerry.
You have been following me. Yeah, they just got. Come on, be going. Leave now. Leave.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Absolutely. Man, that's the energy. That's the vibe of Lagos you get each and every day on radio. It's the only radio show that affords you an opportunity to scream and just bottle all your worries, your, you know, the things that are weighing you down.
Just Let them out.
What's up, Lagos, as in?
It's beautiful.
All right, guys, it's time for us to get a bit more serious as we get into our special gift to you today on the show. We said we'll be having a guest on the show, and that's exactly what we're going to do, bring the guest on now. If you haven't following us on social media, you must have seen who we're talking about. But this segment, for the next couple of minutes, we'll be looking at celebrating Ali Baba as a Nigerian comedian legend. He's also going to chook mouth on the matter we'll be talking to come. Mm. You know, we've been talking the matter to come. He's going to choke mouth on that, but most importantly, we're celebrating him. Last week on the Info Spotlight, we talked about how the comedy industry evolved. And we talked about the second generation, which is headed by this great gentleman we'll be talking to in a moment, how that they changed, I won't use the word, they revolutionized the entire comedy idea.
Mm.
Comedians now became not just a clown. You separated what the clown is and the comedian is and an MC. That started from that generation, and this is the man to talk to as far as this is concerned. Now, on our conversation, we try to identify the driving factors of Ali Baba's, you know, meteoric rise to success. We also understudy the unique challenges he faced during the journey to stardom and trace the progressive growth of the Nigerian comedy industry. Very key. Now, let me lay the foundation before I get to bring this gentleman on. Or should we bring him on now first? Ladies and gentlemen, let's not keep him waiting. He's here live, he's listening to us, and we're viewing him. And if you're not joining us on social media, then you probably will not know what we're talking about. We have Bros Ali, I'll call him. You know, but, golly, you know, because of nickname, you can just call Percy by name. Is he your mate?
Is he your mate?
You know, say, Nazi Ali Baba. No, Bros Ali, I greet you. Let me respect what I say. Good to
good
have
morning,
you.
Though.
We greet you. Good morning,
morning,
sir.
Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you. So, Baba, the password is What's Up Lagos. Anybody that's come on the show, you must say What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos?
Woo!
Yes.
Baba,
Bros.
Baba.
Bros.
Baba.
Did you freeze?
Ha. Somebody help.
Ah.
Somebody help.
Ah.
Okay.
It's up. Wow.
Water. Bros.
Baba.
Milk. Milk.
Juice. Baba.
It's charge card.
Oh, Bros.
Charge card.
I'm Bros. Smell breathe. I'm So malt and sugar, oh, we're mentioning, no makes sense. Bros, good to have you. Welcome to the show. My name is Colin. She's Andrea. My name is... She's Andrea. That's not what we planned. We actually planned that we say she's Andrea. She said I'm Colin.
Yes, I'm Andrea. No, you are Collins now.
She's Andrea.
I'm Andrea.
Great. We share the same surname. Take care. So welcome to the show. So, Baba, we're here to celebrate you. We're here to have fun. We're also here to talk about the industry like we highlighted. But just so Lagos can understand why we're having this conversation, let me lay the foundation quickly before she poses the first question. Now, research findings in the Nigerian entertainment industry have revealed that the Nigerian comedy industry was almost existent some 50 years ago. And however, recent research conducted in the field of comical theatrical performances revealed that the concerted efforts of dedicated first-generation comedians like Baba Sala, Papa Lue, Gringori Ogasha, Zebudaya, and a host of other guys, Jaguar, and amongst other many great names that we talked about last week extensively, you know, helped in laying the foundation of a unique entertainment subsector that is built around making people laugh. And if you know the mantra of this show, we like to bring excitement to your lives. And then it is nonetheless imperative to note that through the ingenuity of our guest today, that's Ali Baba, the Nigerian comedy industry developed a professional outlook. It is based on this fact that he's regarded as the third largest subsector in the country's entertainment industry. And with estimated revenue generating annually capacity of about 50 billion. I know the number will be more because, you know, you get the one with the no right. You know, we know they the book. Mm. But it'll be more. But at least, yeah, 50 billion. We're not say comedy, no be joke.
No be joke. Oh.
Comedy is not a joke.
And that's true.
So, having said that, you now have why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it.
We want to know. I mean, for some people might already have an idea of, you know, how your journey started and what, you know, triggered you to joining or to being a comedian. Mm. But for the benefit of some people that don't exactly know that story, can you share with us how you found yourself in comedy, sir?
By accident, if you ask me.
Wow.
I got into stand-up comedy by accident because I wasn't planning to be a stand-up comedian. Mm. I was torn between the roles of wanting to be a broadcaster or a writer and being a lawyer, which was my dad's wish. So while I was in school, I clicked on the comedy traits and the rest is history, as they say. I went to an event that there was a striptease, and the striptease did not come on or came on and did not perform as people wanted her to. And so while there was some confusion as to we want her back, you know, for those of you who know at home who are listening, you know when students in school start to sing, we not go agree, oh, we not go agree. Mm. Then there's going to be serious wahala. They brought me on to pacify everybody and get the show back on the road. Hmm. And that was what I did. After doing that, it became a staple in school to have me on stage, just throwing some jibes. And so I actually was on stage first to pacify the audience. Hmm. And then yab some people. And after doing that, in fact, my first name in school was the resident John Chuku.
Wow.
But I've been called Ali. I've been called Ali, and then from then on, it then became Ali Baba. Wow. That's like 32 years ago.
Wow.
That's a long time. That's a very, very long time to be consistent doing that.
Absolutely. Very inspiring. So I know that your real name, they don't bother me where to pronounce it for here now. Because I go from who? Ross. But the Ali, you gave us an insight into how the Ali came about. You were called Ali. How did they add the Baba to it? Where did the Baba come from? And, you know, I also want to learn how to pronounce your actual name today on the show. So tell us about the Ali Baba name. How did he arrive?
Okay, my baptismal name is Hallelujah. I was named Hallelujah because I was born in the era of a male child syndrome, where you must have a male child. And wow. So while my dad was having so many girls, he thought there was need for him to have a son. Hmm. And coming from a royal palace where he was his only son of his only child of his mom, he wanted to have more children so that he could guarantee a place in the family. Consolidate his place in the family. Hmm. And he was having just girls. Don't forget that back in the days, it is believed that only sons could inherit anything from a family. Mm. And so he wanted to have sons. And when he finally had me, they shouted Hallelujah. And that's how my name became Hallelujah. My baptismal name became Hallelujah.
Interesting.
The surname is Akporo Bomemerere. That is Akpo Bomemerere. This is my life that I'm living. But you see, the name came about, the Ali Baba name came about because nobody was calling me Hallelujah in school. Mm. In fact, most of them in school were calling me Praise the Lord, and I would be the one that would say Hallelujah. with time, some of my friends now decided to shorten it from Hallelujah to Ali. You know,
Makes sense.
Because if you are playing football, nobody's going to be calling you Hallelujah.
Possible.
True.
That's right.
Wow. True.
Now,
or when they're giving you one quick hailing, they say, hey, Ali, how now? You know?
Yeah.
And then when you're even in church, you see that they abbreviate it. Ali, Ali, Hallelujah. So, you know?
Yeah.
I was called Ali by very close friends. And when I started doing stand-up, they just added Baba.
All right, great, great to know.
Yeah, so let's go back to comedy itself. When you started comedy, did you ever think that comedy, or even while you journeyed into it, did you ever think at some point that this industry is going to have a boom?
No, I did not envisage it. But you see, the university is a micro society.
Mm.
It's a micro society, micro reflection of the larger society. And so in school right there, you could permit, you could just calculate that if I am this, because I know how popular I was, if I was popular at all,
mm-hmm.
before I then started doing stand-up comedy. And so if you go by such a calculation, the indices pointed to the fact that I became more popular in school from football or from the things that I did because of comedy. And so a lot more people now knew me. And I started going outside school to perform. So when there's a show in school, I would always be part of the show. And then I was going to Auchi from Ekpoma then. So I was in Ekpoma, Bende State University, Ekpoma.
Hmm.
And from Ekpoma, I'll go to UniBen. I'll go to UniPort. I'll come to UniLag. I'll go to LUS, University of Lagos Medical School. And Yaba Tech. I went to UI. I also went to University of Ilorin at the time. So what all of this meant was that I was traveling out of school. I was getting exposed. My exposure was spreading to other universities. And as people got to know about me, Student Union were inviting me to different schools. So it became very clear. So not that I had the kind of a vision that it would be this large, but there were indications that
it was,
if everything was done right,
wow,
that it would be big. Yes.
You know, some research findings have shown that the industry has the capacity to generate like 50 billion naira. And how much impact do you think that the outbreak of COVID-19, you know, has, caused the industry? I know recently there was a committee that you're part of that also looked at, you know, the impact of COVID on creatives generally. But now narrowing it to the comedy industry, I mean, some feel that there were less hits because, after all, Instagram is still on now. People see they pay people to do skits and generally and all that. Yeah, how would you, you know, give an assessment of the outbreak of COVID and how it's caused, what it's caused the industry?
Well, I think 90% of, I say that boldly, 90% of the 50 billion that you just mentioned were from live events. Okay, so the social media had about 10% initially. And with the outbreak of COVID, I think it has risen up to about like 30% now. So it means that 70% is still in the wilderness. So the financial wilderness of 30% has still hit the industry badly. You still have a few events going on. The other part of stand-up comedy that is still being activated, though mildly, is appearances at events with strict COVID protocol. But the regularity of such event has really crippled the industry. The regularity has dropped so badly that on a weekend that out of about 300 to 400 comedians that in Lagos, about 120 of them will be busy, has been dropped to about like 50. So, and those 50, and because of the COVID, the amount that is paid has also dropped because there's no money anywhere. So your negotiating power has also reduced with the fact that a lot of people are now desperate to earn, and the clients and purchasers of your services have also used that to say, well, since nobody is asking for your services at this time, will you take less than what we used to pay? Mm-hmm. And that is what is happening. It has affected all sectors of entertainment, but mostly those that survive on live performances, including stand-up comedians, have been greatly affected. Mm-hmm. Now, regarding my job, the job that we did on the COVID committee, what we did was to assess and collate all the consequences and the coping mechanism that people are using to handle the effect of COVID. Mm-hmm. And quite a lot we discovered quite a lot. So one of the things that we discovered is that COVID came at a time that a lot of comedians were bidding their time. So bidding time in stand-up comedy is that you always have a lull between events. Hmm. Some people have longer lulls, some people have shorter ones, and some people could have for a year. Not everybody then gets engaged. So a comedian may have worked like in 2019, made some good money between August and December, and January, February, March, April has not done anything. And so if 2018 he did something, or 2019 he did something, and he doesn't do anything in 2020, considering the fact that that is the only way he earns money, he's going to be broke. So it affected a lot of people. Unlike you guys who are OAPs and broadcasters, your business was not affected. Only advertisers, only the number of adverts that you got reduced.
You're one of us. I want to remind you.
I know.
Anyways,
all right. Our time is
I must say this.
Yeah.
A lot of people do not know how hardworking you guys were all through the pandemic. A lot of people do not know. There were stations that the staff, because of adverts, the dwindling advert income from adverts, had to take salary cuts. A lot of people took salary cuts.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure that the station was on air. A lot of people were coming to, in fact, there were people who were told to stay at home so that some other people, so they can reduce the number of staff. And some people were working overtime. The people who were doing straight 12 hours jobs.
That's right.
12 hours at work so that the other people can rest and then come back with all the... it was a major time for you guys. I needed to just add that.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate. So we have to let you go. We're talking about Valentine, how the African parents, they believe Valentine is an opportunity to, for some people to take advantage to go and do the one they're not supposed to do. So we now say, well, let's go ask you, how do you intend to celebrate Valentine? Do they celebrate? Let me not act like I know. Do you celebrate Valentine? What's your plan? It's on Sunday.
I was saved from Valentine 13 years ago.
Wow. Baba, explain to us what really went down.
God looked at me and said, hey, I need to save you from Valentine for the rest of your life. And he gave me a daughter. My daughter was born on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
So now, instead of planning Valentine for Madame, we plan for my daughter's
birthday. Now we get it.
So every guy should go and calculate. You and Madame, take out, check those times for the menstrual period, and then say, yes, if we, pep 3 from 4, like they say, if Argentina beats Yugoslavia, if Mexico beats Ghana, Nigeria will qualify. So you have to then begin to do that so that you can then make sure that it falls.
It's all right. Why are you?
Valentine's Day. But it's not just a time to celebrate love. It's a time to share love to even the ones that can't find somebody to share that love with.
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. That's true. That's true. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Alibaba. We really do appreciate your presence here on the
show.
Thank
you so much for having me. Thank you.
Great, Ross.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right.
We can't do birthday without, so if you reach...
So 14th is Valerie's birthday. That's why she's called Valerie. That's it.
We're coming.
Happy birthday to Valerie.
No, social distancing.
No, please.
Everything is virtual.
You will send the rice to me virtually. Ross, thank you so much for speaking with us.
And
we're hoping that Lagos will have to interact with you. The calls have been back-to-back. It'll be unfair not to take at least a single call from Lagos. So let's squeeze that in before we let you go. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy I got through.
Wow.
Welcome.
Yes. Welcome.
Who do we have?
Baba. Okay,
he's listening. Talk to him. Go ahead.
Yes, Ross. I hail, right? Collins, you know, we have to celebrate living legend, not when they die.
Yes.
Right?
So.
Not when they die. Alibaba has been a great... I'm not a comedian, right? But I see his impact. Alibaba is a very intelligent man.
Hmm.
You know, right... I've been following him for a very long time, right from Alibaba, seriously. I knew the way he impacted lives, really. And he really taught me to read. I'm going to take that from him. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Ross, he's saying, are you teacher? How to read? This thing, now, you learn this thing. Anyway, you know what? We'll have part two of this chat. Let's let you go.
Yeah.
let's let you go.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Well done.
Okay, great. So, guys, that's the chat. That's the gifts we gave to you, specially. We had Alibaba to chat with us on the comedy industry.